Le'ili nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish ben Reveli Melech. Bikurim Perak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hatruma vabikurim chayavim alehen misa v'chaymesh. So truma and bikurim are chayav misa. A non-coin that eats truma b'mezid is chayav misa b'dei shemayim. The Torah says v'mezibo ki chaluhu. And we know the bikurim is also called truma. U'trumas yod chayeli habikurim. And chomesh is a non-coin that eats truma or bikurim b'shogeg. So he pays keren to the owner. But the chomesh, he can pay to any coin that he wants to. Vasrum lazarim. And it's also for a non-coin to eat. Now, this is pashut. We just said earlier that if a non-coin eats it, there's a chiv misa. So obviously it's aser. So the Rav says, it's coming to teach me a coin to the Man Damar, which is Rabbi Yochanan, that holds chatzi shir. It's also minatara. So too, it's telling us aser for a zar, even if it's a chatzi shir. You wouldn't get misa, but still it's aser. Taisis Antiv asks, even if you hold like Reish Lakish, the chatzi shir is mutter minatara, and it's only aser midrabanan, still the Mishnah could be telling me that it's aser midrabanan because of chatzi shir. Mecha Taisis, the Mishnah's chapping on to Diaraisa, according to everybody, Taisis Antiv asks, even according to Reish Lakish, that holds chatzi shir is mutter minatara, still midrabanan, chatzi shir is going to be aser. So Mecha Taisis, the Mishnah's chapping on to the Diaraisa aspect, maybe when the Mishnah tells us Vasrum Lazarim, it's even midrabanan, it's just the chiddush of chatzi shir, aser. Doesn't have to dafka be min atayra. That's the Taisyantis Kashi. He asked this in previous Masechtas. And he refers it again here. Vehem nichsei koin. And the koin that gets the bikurim or truma, it's his. And he can do whatever he wants with it. He can sell it, buy karkos, avodim, things like that. Even a behemet meya. Va'oilin ba'echru meya. We know that it becomes bottle 1 against 100. Both of them, bikurim 2. Utu'unin rechitzas yadayim. And if somebody wants to handle it with their hands, they have to first wash their hands. Because stam yadayim pasal truma. V'erev shemesh, separately, and Kohen that's tummy that wants to be toivel in a mikveh, to eat truma, we know that after he goes into the mikveh, when he comes out, he can't eat it right away. He has to wait till sundown, and only then can he eat truma. All these cases, hare elu b'truma uva bikurim, all these cases are by truma and bikurim. Not sure why we have to say this sentence here in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says there are other cases also that truma and bikurim are noeg with, that the Gemara says actually in Yevamos, like for example, truma and bikurim are noeg every year of Shemitah, and you can't be paid to them, mashenkin maiser sheni, it's only noeg by the specific years of the Shemitah cycle, and you can be paid to maiser sheni v'chulu, so there are other differences. Masha'ein kein b'maiser, the Mishnah says, all these cases are not nogeh b'maiser. Maiser is referring to maiser sheni. It's not talking about maiser rishon, because that's obvious. Maiser sheni, as the Rav explains, a non-coin's allowed to eat maiser sheni, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, as we know. And one's not allowed to take maiser sheni and buy a behemoth tmeya, avodim, karkos. And maiser sheni is batel b'rov, not 200, even a rov is mevatel maiser sheni, when it's a davar she'ein lo matirim. And if you're touching Maaser Sheni, you don't have to wash your hands beforehand. And also, you do not need a Harav Shemesh to eat Maaser Sheni. So a person goes into the mikveh, he can go out and eat Maaser Sheni right away. This is based off of Taisi Antiv says, a Gemara in a few places, this drasha of Tavol for Allah.